Hey, good morning, Spartans. Brian Shantosh here on the Spartan Up podcast. I'll be coming at you every Monday now with a new show called Spartan Stand. Here, I'm going to leverage 21 years of a Marine Corps career and a few other endeavors I've had that'll help you take a stand. Take a stand for yourself, take a stand for your happiness, and take a stand for success. So the first episode we're going to talk about is not needing permission to be yourself. I think we're all hyper aware, or maybe not all of us, I am at least, hyper aware of, am I living a purpose-filled life? How do you live a purpose-filled life? People are flooding the bookshelves with tips and tricks or strategies or things that you need to do to find your way. What's your why? Live a purpose-filled life. What's your purpose? And all great stuff, all great stuff. And I've spent a lot of time thinking about it, and why can't I find my purpose? Or why can't I stick with the purpose that I thought I had? And I've drifted into two little avenues, sort of parallel, but maybe not quite so much. And the first one is I started asking, like, well, whose authority is, whose purpose is it? It's my purpose. I'm trying to live my purpose-filled life. So whose authority then is it to give me that purpose? Whose authority it is for to approve whether or not my purpose is good or not? I mean, it's mine. If it's nobody else's but mine, then why am I always constantly seeking somebody else's approval for what I'm doing? And that comes in the term of feedback. Hey, good job, you're doing well. Or it comes in the feedback of, oh, I don't think you should be doing that. You're not normal. And it's like, well, why? And the funny thing is I'm constantly seeking a stranger's approval. And why am I putting a stranger, somebody that I don't even know that has zero interaction with me in my life or my loved ones, why am I allowing them to have so much influence over whether or not I decide to do this right now that makes me happy, or do this right now and pursue my interest? If it's collecting ladybugs or collecting butterflies, or if it's running ultra marathons, or whether it's reading a book or wearing a Lord of the Rings t-shirt, why am I so self-conscious that I'm worried about this guy and what they think? And here's a story where it came from was, I have a personality. I'm a joke. I like to joke. I'm not always super serious. I just love life and want to be me. And I want to exchange with the people that I'm with in the moment and share. I love sharing. And my daughter and I, we were getting ready to go out to dinner. And she says to me, hey, Dad, can you just don't embarrass me? And I was like, okay, hey, cool. I like that she's asking for what she needs. It makes me so happy because it's been a process to get her to that point. Hey, just ask me what you need. Well, I don't want to be embarrassed. I was like, okay, cool. Well, what's embarrassing you? Well, when you laugh or you're loud and you joke. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And I understand. I understand why you're asking that. I understand. But then I started saying, well, she's so focused on attention being on her, or that people will think we're weird. And in the developmental stage that she's in, I understand and I can appreciate and I want to support that. But I took it as, why are we so concerned with what somebody at that table is thinking of because we're playing hangman at the dinner table, or because I'm laughing and joking and we're being silly and we're sharing a moment. It's dad and daughter sharing a moment that we value and we love, and she's smiling and laughing, and then you can see that she looks over at the stranger who's looking at her, and then she tenses up and clams up. And it's like that we're looking for that person to either smile to give us approval to continue doing what we're doing. And I don't think that's healthy. That holds me up from living the life that I want to live, the life that I'm finding or defining is purposeful. And so that's one direction that I go. I don't need a stranger to approve or disapprove. I don't need to be constantly feel like I have to be responsible for somebody else's disappointment, you know? And therefore, I try not to say, hey, I'm disappointed in you to others, because I don't want to create that loop. But that's the self-awareness and emotional intelligence aspect of it. But the other direction that I go with is, there's one thing absolute that we don't need permission for, is that's to be a good person, you know, to do the right thing. And we find this in a peer pressure environment when you want to do something, you know what's right, you know what's wrong, and then all of a sudden you're made to feel self-conscious because if I do the right thing right now, that might not be well received. That might not be the cool thing to do. And that is ugly. That is holding ourselves accountable for somebody else's guilt. Somebody else's guilt. Nobody should make you feel guilty for doing the right thing, for being a good person. And that's just sort of been my feedback, or that's my response to people that I feel that are doing that to me. Hey man, are you trying to make me feel bad for doing the right thing? And when you say that to somebody, the look on their face is like, whoa. Hey man, I'm just trying to be a good person, and this is the way that I know how, and why is that making you feel uncomfortable? I want, you know, and when somebody hears you say that, and they look, you know, the internet has created all these people with voices and meanness and ugliness because there's no interaction. You know, people can say something over a text on the internet and it can just destroy you, right? They say a nasty comment, the haters on your Instagram profile, and you just listen to it and it works you up and it gets you all, and it's like, hey, I'm not a bad person. I know what's right and what's wrong, and I'm just doing what makes me happy, and I'm going to let some stranger have that much effect on me? It makes no sense. But in this personal world where I could actually look you in the eyes and say, hey, man, why are you making me feel guilty for doing what's right? I just want to do what's right. You know, I was a commanding officer in the Marine Corps for a little while, and Marines inevitably, they make bad decisions. You know, they make mistakes. We all do. And sometimes it's just a, hey, dude, don't do that again. Sometimes it's a, okay, hey, you're going to come in the office and we're going to punish you. And a lot of it would be something really bad. We don't need to get into that. And it's like, okay, hey, I actually need to restrict you to the barracks, and I need to fine you half a month's salary for 3 months because it was that egregious of what you did. You need to be held accountable for your actions. And it'd be like, you have anything to say for yourself? And it's a non-judicial punishment type thing, so it's informal, but it's formal. Semi-formal, I guess, would be the word. And that Marine would be like, oh, sir, oh, I'm so sorry. I just, oh, man, like, but you can't take away my money. You know, I've got two kids at home and my wife, and if you take half of my pay, or, oh, but, sir, I have vacation. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and if you restrict me to the barracks now, I won't be able to enjoy Thanksgiving. I was going to go home and see my family, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry, too, that you made the bad decision. And I don't understand why you're trying to make me feel bad or make me feel guilty for something that you did. And then they look at you and they're just like, oh, man. And then boom. And what I'm doing there is teaching them to be a little bit more thoughtful and accountable for their actions. But that's not where I want to go with this episode. It's about how I hold myself to other people's opinions and what I think they're thinking, which may be a total fabrication anyways. Somebody might be looking at me and they have a blank face or they have a frown, but they're not even aware that they're frowning, and I'm sensing that as disapproval, and then that's influencing whether or not I move forward, even though in their head they're just thinking about something else and they happen to be looking at me. So stop suffocating yourself and who you want to be because you're so worried about making other people happy, or you're worried about whether or not they approve or disapprove, or be aware of when people try to make you feel guilty for doing the right thing. I do want to finish with saying we all are obligated with being courteous and kind and respectful and showing common decency. So don't take what I'm saying to the extreme and think that, oh, well, I don't have to be courteous of the situation. I can just be loud and boisterous in a public setting. Maybe that's not what I'm trying to say. You still need to be aware of that and hold common decency and courtesies and respect while you have this mindset as well. So that's your episode of Spartan Stand. I'm part of the Spartan Up podcast series where we bring you little tips and tricks in our lives to help you just be better and manage this thing called life. Good luck.